Hi.
Hello?
Oh.
Hi, can I speak? I can hear you. Can I speak Mr. and Mrs. Magyari, please?
Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. or Mrs.?
I don't know which one you want.
Well,
you can have the Mrs. You can have the Mrs. if you want.
I spoke with her about an hour ago. She told me that to give her a call around this time. My name is Dave. I'm calling from Milestone, and we finance businesses, and I want to talk to you or her about this. Mr. McGarry?
Yeah, I can hear you sort of. Milestone what?
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me a little bit better?
I can hear you.
Okay, so the name of my company is called Milestone Capital. We finance businesses. I wanted to do like I was speaking with.
You cut out right after you said Milestone.
Okay, Milestone. We finance businesses. Can you hear me?
Oh, you finance businesses. I got you. Okay. Okay, you're a money lender.
Exactly. I was talking to your wife, I suppose, Ms. Magyari, and what I was telling her was that the way that we do our businesses or the way we conduct our businesses is that you are going to be entitled to an underwriter that will be with you throughout the duration of the loan. So this is something that we provide for you so that if you have any questions, if you need to refi or whatever during that time, that's exactly what he's going to be for at all times available to you. Our rates are the lowest in the market with the best terms. The underwriter would basically get in touch with you, and he will structure a deal that suits you best with you choosing the terms and, you know, how long do you want it, et cetera, et cetera. Their rates are based on beating the banks. Doesn't matter what you're accustomed to, we can beat whatever rate is available. The only thing I need is for you to...
We're pretty much accustomed to nothing because we haven't borrowed any money. I did years ago, I took a loan from OnDeck. That was years and years ago.
Okay, well, how did they treat you? You were not pleased with them, were you?
No, I wasn't displeased. I mean, it cost a lot of money. I don't remember how much, and it was taken off like every week or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. In this case, that, you know, back in those days, those terms were set either weekly, and that's it. You have no choice, no say so in the matter.
Yeah.
Right now,
right.
It's not like that. That's what I'm telling you. This is a new approach from our company. You get an underwriter throughout the duration of the loan. Before you take the loan, you actually stay with them and you tell them, listen, this is what I want. I want it for this year, this amount of years, this amount of months. I want it biweekly. I want it monthly. However you want it. It's so he's going to structure a business proposal based upon your needs and how you want it. It like I said, this is something unheard of. It's something that we're willing to do because we have heard the cry of all the business owners that they don't like it on a weekly basis, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a new approach, and I think that it's going to be very appealing for you. The only thing I need is for you to fill out my application, but the only thing that it requires, you are in L.A., I suppose, or California, right?
Right.
Okay.
We're in the same county you're in. Are you in Inglewood with a phone number as well?
The only thing about California is that instead of the last three monthly bank statements, we require four monthly bank statements. That's all we need. And it takes about 15 minutes for my underwriter to contact you, and that way he can put together something for you. Can you give me or provide me with your email address, make a phonetic alphabet such as A as in Apple and B as in Boy for me, please?
Sure, why not? Okay. Golf, Apple, Boy, Oscar, Romeo. The number four.
Uh-huh.
Unicorn.
Okay.
@hotmail.com. Not unicorn the word, unicorn the you.
I got you. At hotmail.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, what you spell is Gabor, which is your name, I suppose, your first name?
Right.
Okay, so it's Gabor, number 4, and then you as in unicorn, at hotmail.com.
That's correct.
All right, very good. And tell me, how, this is a construction company which you have here at Dormer Shield. What is this?
Dormer Shield is actually a manufacturer of Dormer Shields. Dormer Shield is an invention. I hold the patent for the invention.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, we had to incorporate it because it's a patent. I don't know if you're familiar or not. I wasn't, so I did it. But, yeah, if you have a patent in it, you have to incorporate it.
Okay, gotcha. Dormer Shield is basically...
Here's the problem with Dormer Shield. Dormer Shield doesn't even have a bank statement. I mean, they have a bank statement. It hasn't changed in months. Okay?
Got it. And how long have you been doing it? How many years?
I'm going to turn the truck up. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we got the patent was finalized, I think, a couple of years ago. It takes about 7 years for a patent to finalize.
Okay.
And my mistake was, okay, I'm a roofing contractor primarily. I own a roofing company.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dormer Shield was an invention created out of a necessity. And the gentleman that owned it, local distributorship for roofing materials down here, first time he saw it before it was ever even made, before I went and paid manufacturing with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was about damn time. I think 120 of them. So he actually bought 120 of each size before they were ever made.
Oh.
You know? But then my problem was is that I'm not a marketing guy. I never have been. I'm a roofer. I'm damn good at what I do. And you know, I'm not real humble about it because I've had this contractor's license since 1978.
Right.
But me not being a marketing guy, I wouldn't even trip on the fact that I was selling these things to customers where I should have been pushing everything through a distributor so it didn't mm-hmm. show any movement.
Exactly.
That wasn't true. So we sold thousands of them. We can't prove we sold them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so, how long have you
How
long have you been in this business, Mr. McJerry?
Dormer Shield's been around since the invention was first created, let alone long before the patent was finalized.
Okay.
I would guess probably 7-8 years or later.
All right, so let's just say 8 years. Okay.
No underwriter in their right mind is going to give me any money for Dormer Shield.
I understand that, but let me ask you this.
The bank account has like $400 in it, just to keep it open.
Right, I understand, but let me ask you this. What do you show on your monthly revenue for it?
Your Dormer Shield?
Yeah.
Almost nothing.
Okay, but if you're not...
We don't sell that many of them because... But when I had to hire a patent attorney and a corporate attorney for all this, right? When I first went to the corporate attorney, she saw it, she says, oh, your money's not here. Your money's on the East Coast of the Midwest. I go, yeah, but I'm not. And I have no idea how to get there. And I'm too busy running my own company and paying my bills to keep it close.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But let me ask you this. How do you show income in your, on your bank statements? You just told me that barely makes $400 a month, but there is gotta be a source of income.
We're a roofing company.
Based upon my experience, I think that this is how we should do it, or how we approach it, okay? I think that we can get you, how much are you looking to get? Give me a ballpark figure.
I really don't know because I'm kind of debating on what I want to do, whether I want to get new trucks, whether I want to get later model used trucks.
$100,000, $200,000, what are you looking for?
You know what? I think you have to get the top end of 100.
Okay, let's do $100,000. Okay, good. So let me see.
$100,000. What was your name?
My name is Dave.
Dave, listen, right now I just pulled up an estimate and I'm on a time schedule.
Okay, no problem. So, okay. Very quickly. So,
we got some information so far.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But let me tell you, this is what I think that we should do, okay? I know that you want to get these things off the ground. So what I suggest is this. We can do, when I send you the application, do the application under your roofing company. What is the name of your roofing company?
Roofrite,
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I have some notes.
Roofrite Roofing, R-O-O-F. Roofrite, R-I-T-E.
Uh-huh. Roof what? I mean, because I was having some background
noise. Roof right roofing.
Roof right roofing. Got it.
That's
yep,
it.
Got it.
Roof
got
right roofing.
Okay, so you have Roof Right Roofing, and this is an LLC.
No, this is a sole proprietorship.
Okay, got it. Sole proprietor. Awesome. All right. So Roof Right Roofing, that's what I'm going to send you there.
We might be incorporating pretty quick here.
Okay.
I'm probably going to incorporate this year.
All right. The point is that it's going to go, we're going to do it under Roof Right Roofing. And we're going to send you the email for the application at Gabor4Unicorn.
Tell you what, send it to Peggy. I don't have time. Send it to Peggy.
Peggy,
okay. She's the one you talked to initially. Send it to her. Her email is P-E-G-G-E-R-S. That's Peggers.
G-G-E-R-S.
No. P-E-G-G-E-R-S. Peggers. Like Peggy?
Okay, so you got P-E-G-G-E-R. Pegger.
S-S.
Peggers.
E-R-S.
Okay.
Peggers. 369.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
All right, so I'm going to erase the Gabor. I'm going to use Peggers, P-E-G-G-E-R-S 369 @gmail.com. Right?
You got it. What's your name?
My name is Dave. It's going to be coming to... It's going to be coming from David@milestonecapitalfunding.com. It's coming right now in the next 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, well, she's not here right now. I got to get up on this roof, Dave.
I beg your pardon?
Okay. I got to get up on this roof.
Yes,
I don't want to be rude to hang up on you, so you need to let me go.
Of course. I'll send everything to her. God bless, okay? Take care.
Be
safe out there. Bye-bye. Bye.